Hello. All right. I have a limited amount of time I can do this because my computer's at 84%, and my extension cord isn't currently working for some reason. So that's what I got. You know, let's raise the bit rate. Let's shame the devil. All right, today we're going to talk about World War words. World War words, what does that mean? I had never been on my Wikipedia page since the small hats started slandering me. At all. Don't care at all. But yesterday, I was doing an Instagram stream, and people were talking about just how over the top it was. You know, the first line is basically that I'm an anti-Semite. Oh, and by the way, they don't just do it to non-Jews. They do it to Jews too. They is a small group of truly psychopathic individuals, and they're the ultimate gamma males. They're very feminine. I keep getting the feeling like they want guys like me to like fuck them. I'm serious. They're so feminine that they hate you and like give you like weird sexual vibes. Anyway, so like Goldstein, PragerU's Tyler Goldstein legitimizes anti-Semite Owen Benjamin. As Jew-hating comedian, in quotes, Owen Benjamin continues to spread his hatred of Jewish people. All right, so you guys get it. None of this is new. Goldstein actually seems honored that the anti-Semitic Benjamin is cool with him. Agrees with Benjamin on many things, including that most Jews are sneaky. And okay, I would normally not even bring this up. A, I wanted to show you that someone like Goldstein doing my stream, it puts him in the crosshairs just like me, because this group of people is trying to make truth illegal. It's not gonna work. But this is what you always have to watch out for, and what always cues you in on what kind of person is doing this. This is by Aussie Dave. And it's only been seen by like 1,000 people. Like me doing this shows more people than the original thing. But it serves a purpose. Cause this is like I even got a Google alert, you know, it's legitimized mainstream comedian or mainstream media. And so smear campaign are a fail. Oh, Goldstein is a Jew genius like Dave Smith. Oh, guys, this has been added. Has this been added to Urban Dictionary, or was this just originally a joke? But, yeah, you know, where is it? Oh, man. Where is it? If I didn't add it, I will right now. It's a new word we're going to use. Because World War words, this is what the battle is. People are like, well, World War III could start. We're already in it. It's about words. Junicorn is a new word that you should use. A junicorn. Definition of junicorn: an honest and friendly Jew that you can trust, doesn't hate or mock Jesus Christ, doesn't fall into either sodomy Jew or war Jew subcategories. Example of junicorn used in sentence: Tyler Goldstein and Dave Smith are both junicorns. That was at Papa_J_Bear. It's unauthorized.tv meme. So add that to your lexicon, ladies and gentlemen. The new word is junicorn. When you spot a Jew that is not promoting sodomy or war, he is in fact a junicorn. Okay. Man, I really wish I had power for this, because I don't know if 81% is going to do it. I got some stuff to talk about today, because this is, it was revelatory. Oh, and by the way, just FYI, this is all nonsense. Breaking news: Tommy Robinson to request emergency political asylum in the United States. Well, maybe you should ask Israel first. I would invite Tommy Robinson to the U.S., but I saw a shocking video of him not mocking Jews. No, but honestly, I'll read you what I wrote to Avi Yamini. And I won't write what Avi Yamini says to me. I don't believe in sharing stuff like that. But I'll tell you what I said. And where is it? England's fucked. We got to get him out. It's a lot of back and forth. It'll make no sense. It'll make no sense if I don't read you what he wrote. And out of respect, I am not going to read what another person texts me. Long story short, months ago, even after he disinvited me from performing with him on that BBC thing for free, even though I was possibly facing jail time, I was like, we got to get Tommy out of England. He's going to go to jail. And they're like, basically like, no, it's all good. This whole thing with Trump is to, it's all a game. This is all a game. I don't even know if Tommy's involved in the game, but he's being used as a pawn. Because I offered that. I was like, dude, you're welcome in my home. If you are in trouble, come to America. And everyone's like, oh, right, yeah, it's fuck you, it's all good. And this desperate plea of like, Trump, please bring me. No, it's to establish this thing where if you're one of these Israeli fighters, you know, it's like, Tommy is cool, bro. Well, you're now banned, bro. I never said he wasn't cool. Don't start trying to change the thing. You're gone. It's a battle of words. Words are our bullets. Bye, 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 gay guy. A unicorn. But just bear in mind, but you know, at this point, the offer has been rescinded. It's like, I saw too many disturbing videos of him not mocking Jews where my conscience wouldn't feel right. You know, because I know all the political heat I would take from someone who doesn't mock Jews. Tommy's a media whore, just loves the exposure. He's short. It's fine. No one cares. Let's start with some uplifting stuff. I'll show you how my garden, or our garden, because I actually give, the infrastructure was all me, but the making, and God, no, God, and I don't want to take credit for it, but the growing of the vegetables is all Amy. You know, like I will provide the dirt, the raised beds, the fencing, the rocks, the soil, like all of it, you know, the seeds. But this, all right, so it started as this. This is how it started. And we pulled it off. And in 6 months, we pulled it off. Just us. Obviously, with the help of the bears, help of, you know, praise be to God. But it's crazy. It's just crazy. Like, look at that. It's just, the abundance is mind-blowing. We just built the rabbit. Amy and I make a great team. You know, I put in the peach tree and the almond tree. I put in the fencing. I moved everything, all the grunt work. She built the doors. She built the raised things so that the rabbits can sit there and we can collect their shit for nitrogen for the compost. Rabbit shit is great for growing vegetables. And yeah, and hey, ladies, don't feel intimidated by my wife. She doesn't have to go to a slave labor job or school. So I've noticed some women, they're like, Amy's my hero, but I can't do what she does. You know, I'm like, do you have a job? Like outside the home? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's the problem. Amy used to work in engineering when we were first dating. And if she had to, you know, drive to a place, work under some small hat for, you know, inflated nonsense squares and then come home, she would not be able to do any of this. That's why the blueprint is wife at home. Has to be. Yelling something in all caps. Oh, by the way, another thing about all caps. All caps is the way that the legal system sees you as a straw man. I'm not going to get all into that right now, but all caps is bad on many levels. When you see your name in all caps, understand that that's not you. I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's just trust me, all caps is terrible on all levels. All right. Florida principal apologized over Holocaust denial comments, gets reassigned. Boca Raton, Florida. Florida high school, by the way, black guy. So they don't actually like the blacks. I've said that for a long time. No one's more racist than Israel. They just see him as a bunch of just monkeys. That's why when the owner of the Clippers called that out, they actually, the media was sicked onto them. You know, Israel thinks black people are full-blown hard R's. Anyway, so because DeSantos flew to Israel and now has made anti-Semitism, quote-unquote, illegal in Florida, a Florida high school principal, a black man, is being reassigned for telling his student's mother that not everyone believes the Holocaust happened. By the way, the Holocaust did happen, and here is the proof. The United States Holocaust Museum photos. As you can see, those were the nine guys who died's rollerblades. Listen, I for a long time thought the Holocaust was 6 million Jews, and then I realized it was nine gay guys who died in a rollerblading accident. Now I'm ready to admit it was 1 billion So I'm not, as Wikipedia claims, a Holocaust denier. I'm a Holocaust supplier. The moral of the story isn't that the world's going to hell. It's that you shouldn't be the principal of a public school. If you're going to take money from the beast, if you're going to take that $120,000 a year to oppress and break the mind of children, you're not allowed to say the truth anymore. Bye-bye. So they're trying to make truth illegal. Okay, here's a famous tweet from our cryptic little friend, Ben Shapiro. Sad that Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz are anti-Semites, but not unexpected given Spain's sky-high Jew hatred. Okay, what was their big crime? They were Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem denounces Israeli genocide in open letter. They're against the bombings of families. Being anti-genocide is now anti-Semitic. So I propose, I can't believe he tweeted this. He tweeted all day long. He doesn't regret that at all. Okay, I propose a new war of words. Anti-Semitic is the new, like, this guy gets it. If someone calls, okay, because I'm going to show you now what I'm talking about. So this is what my current Wikipedia says. He's opposed to political correctness. By the way, any comedian that is not opposed to political correctness is not a comedian. And has been intentionally offensive to mock those who would police his speech. Yes. Scheduled shows of his have been canceled, and he has been suspended from Twitter for this behavior. Such behavior includes advocating for the return of slavery to enslave Sean King. Okay, these people have no idea how funny that is. It's because Sean King would have to admit he was white. Benjamin has used crowdfunding money to rent the venues for his shows. Yes, I'm a genius. Owen Benjamin believes that the transgender rights movement is part of a eugenics program funded by Bill Gates to lower the world's population. Yes, I do. Benjamin has accused Jesse Thorne of being a child molester for having a transgender child. Yep. Benjamin has also used many anti-LGBT slurs. Ah, that's too far. Don't be a fag. Okay, they then go on to say that I'm not calling for violence against the Jew, but one day I will, potentially. That was in reference to when people were trying to get my mother fired. And this is when this becomes absurd, is I didn't know they were Jews. They just revealed they were Jews. That's under my anti-Semitic section of my Wikipedia, where it says, and then I said that Hitler didn't start off hating the Jews. He hated, he wanted to clean the filth and the ticks and the fleas. I read that in The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. That's the mainstream source of information about the Third Reich. It's called You Sound Awesome. Oh, I know. But see, this is used as an information, what's it called? Laundering. It's you know how money laundering works? This is info laundering. So this Wikipedia is used to deplatform me, and it's used as a way that I'm not allowed to have online commerce. I'm not allowed to bank on PayPal anymore, but yet you can crowdfund your 7-year-old's penis removal surgery. And then people are then scared of me. You know, a lot of former friends will not only blackball me from their life, deperson me, but they will publicly shame me in an attempt to gain favor from Satan, literally, to keep their money flow. Okay, not only do I not care, it's so pathetic, and they've went so far that now Wikipedia isn't usable in school. Wikipedia is not a credible source. It's just a Jewish scam. It's getting crazy. No, it's getting better. We are in the last days. No, we're not, Timber Nigger Bear. You're now banned. If you're a fan of mine at all, if you come here at all, you do not say stuff like "we are in the last days." That is absolute bullshit. That's so fucked up. It's not. Why is everyone such a pussy? It's unreal. Okay, so people like Vox Day, this is one reason why I gravitated so hard towards him, and I now trust him so much and support him. He made an alternative. And don't freak out about this. That used to mean hang loose. Double horns. That meant hang loose. Hey, you hanging loose? Just relax. Infogalactic.com. Put that in your browser. That is the real information. Infogalactic, don't just bitch about the problem. Don't become Steven Crowder. I want my Wowie Pops. He made, with VFM and all his guys, an alternative to Wikipedia. And they're also in alpha testing for Social Galactic, which is the clean version. They promote clean speech. For, you know, because that's why I didn't get into Telegraph and Telegram or whatever that's called. Because, listen, the sales pitch for me doesn't work as much as you think it will. When someone's like, "Oh, Telegram is great. You can say faggot." I'm like, and it begins again. So Social Galactic is in the alpha. It was beta testing. Now it's alpha testing. It's clean speech. It speak as though you're in front of a child, a grandmother. That's it. I will follow it. I won't even say shit on there. You know, this stream is my, you know, most just open, rambly, whatever speech I want to say. And that's why Unauthorized has never edited a word of it, because it's just, it is what it is. This is what you sign up for. It's not wicked. In fact, it's quite good. But Social Galactic will be a place where I do not say fuck. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait to have an... because the words they tell me, it's not free speech. It's clean speech. Free speech is a trap. So free speech is a way to bring in satanic speech laws, where you say you can say anything you want. You know, like George Carlin, fuck, shit, cunt, and everyone's like, ah! And then guess what? They take away truth. You're not allowed to say that the Holocaust, you can question the numbers of it. How dare you? It's, dude, send me the meme of the Trojan horse meme you posted on. Hypocrisy knows no bounds. Come on down to Holocaust store. We have 9 gay guys on rollerblades to choose from. Yeah. Because things, people keep saying that stuff is getting scary. It's not. It's amazing. Like, I know I'm friends with the guy that's rivaling Wikipedia. Do you know how fun that is? How can you be scared when it's, I mean, they're so over their own skis that they're about to just start tumbling. When you see something like this and you realize someone, listen, this is dangerous. You can't just laugh it off. It's like, they're trying to set up a thing where people now reference Wikipedia. I'm not allowed to crowdfund. I'm not allowed on PayPal. I'm not allowed on Twitter. The president now legally can't ban anyone from Twitter or block anyone on Twitter because it's the freedom of speech. But yet I'm not allowed. I've barely had a speeding ticket. I'm a high tax paying American citizen. Not only have I never been in jail, I've never even had a citation for anything except for driving a little fast. I'm not on prescription meds. I'm not seeing a psychiatrist. None of their stupid categories even applies to me. And I can't interact with the president, but it's a total scam. Okay. So what do you do when you identify a scam? You build something else, right? And so this is both hilarious and troubling. You have to identify what it can do. So they reference the Wikipedia so that you aren't allowed on Twitter or not allowed on PayPal, right? So, but it's become so ridiculous that schools won't even allow it to be a, it'll be 4chan, the opposite, in the other direction within a year. No one cares about this. And by the way, calling someone an anti-Semite at this point is like calling someone a bigot, racist, homophobe. It's nothing. When I hear that someone's an anti-Semite, I usually think they're probably telling some form of truth. And listen, I'm a guy that just taught a Jew how to milk a goat. Not only do I not hate Jews, I just taught Goldstein how to milk a goat. I put the video on here. He did a great job. I had to tell him later it was a male goat. And, you know, he smirked like a Jew would. But this is just something I thought of. I never even put this together. The reason they have no sense of humor, like the reason that these people, and this is fairly profound, by the way. The reason that these people are like this and say stuff like, such behavior includes advocating for the return of slavery to enslave Sean King. They think that's like a mic drop, like this guy is a real bad dude. The reason that they don't have a sense of humor is they don't believe in truth. So you have to know that Sean King is a white guy who says he's black. I tweeted, I kind of want slavery to return just so Sean King admits he's white again. Okay, they don't see the joke because in their mind, there is no truth. You have to know what truth is in order to joke. And so as they lose their, people without a sense of humor typically are psychopaths, for real. And yeah, look, Tyler Goldstein faced backlash just like I would, because it's not a war against non-Jew. It's not Jew against non-Jew. It's a group of people in control of the media who hate truth. Tyler Goldstein is a full-blown religious Jew who works for PragerU, who had a conversation with me where no way did he put down Jewish people. He talked about some of their problems, how they're defined by being a victim, stuff like that. He's now being slandered by the same group that slandered me. And one of the reasons it's so devastating for someone like me to say Muhammad, peace be upon him, or look at this honest Jew milking a goat, is because it shows the lie. It shows who's doing it. It shows how they do it. God bless Goldstein. Exactly. They're watching you every day, BB, every day. Oh, I know. And so when you see that it's not Gentile against Jew and Christian against Muslim, it's lie against truth. And so Tyler Goldstein comes on here, has a great conversation, and the monster spirals. Oh, no! No! Wow, so they're going after Goldstein? Yes, Jews are not safe from this. I talk about this all the time. Tyler Goldstein is in student debt, and he knew that if he went on this stream, he would be attacked. Goldstein, peace be upon him. Exactly, Papa J. Bear. Peace be upon Tyler Goldstein. And so these very people, and so listen, Wikipedia is both dangerous and hilarious at this point, but be part of the solution. I'm telling you guys, put infogalactic.com as a bookmark. That's where you go for information. That was created and run by people who value the truth and hate lies. Yeah, like my current Wikipedia doesn't let you in on some of this stuff. He played a correspondent to Tyson Beckford on It's Not You, It's Men. Oh, dude, that was on the O Network. Because my story makes no sense if you look at all the parts, if you're trying to demonize me. There's no sense to it that at 35, 36, I'm hand-selected by some of Oprah's producers because they knew I would make black women laugh with the same jokes that I'm currently being called a racist for. That makes no sense unless you understand what evil is. You know, it makes no sense. My grandfather always told me growing up, never trust a Jew. In general, that's true. But also, you know, never trust a Christian who goes to a church that that makes money. It's not about Jew. It's about liar. It's about money. It's did you get along with Marlon Wayans? He sucks. I did at the time. Now I'm sure I wouldn't, because we were just talking about how men and women are different. That was my, and now I'm talking like it's my same mind. Is this? It hasn't changed. I would talk about, you know, how men and women are different. I was trying to crack that code. I'm now cracking a little. They're unicorns. Yeah, would you guys like to see the definition of unicorn again? A unicorn. An honest, friendly Jew that you can trust, doesn't hate or mock Jesus Christ, doesn't fall into either sodomy Jew or war Jew. So, example, Tyra Goldstein and Dave Smith are unicorns. Yeah, there's demons sitting on my Wikipedia page. Same with Vox Day. All day long, if anyone writes anything true or not just slanderous, they delete it. So I recommend any of you guys want to add anything true, go for it. Because we had a moment where this was my Wikipedia, and it was glorious. It was glorious. Last night, the Bears rallied. It was so fun on that. Follow me on Instagram. You can't find me if you search my name because it's owned by Facebook, and Facebook is literally now calling for violence again. I'll get to that in a second. But it's Owen Benjam. You can't even search for it, even though I have a blue check mark. I confuse the monster so much. I don't even think they want to kill me because I add so much hilarity. It's like, I don't fit a category very well at all. I have a blue check mark, and I'm the most shadow banned guy in all of Instagram. If you search Owen Benjamin, I don't even come up. It would be like a Korean baby ahead of me. All right, but it says, Owen Benjamin, born May 24th, 1980, is an American comedian and warrior of Logos, savior of Gary the Duck. It has been said that he was born on the same day. By the way, this is all true. It has been said that he was born on the same day as the sun. Yeah, it has been said that. It has also been said that he hates Sunday. It has been. This is also true. Jay said, Owen Benjamin is anti-Semitic and Anne Hathaway's favorite comedian. Both of those have been said. Anne Hathaway said that, and it has been said that I'm anti-Semitic. He single-handedly brokered a deal between Christianity and Islam simply out of spite for the baby boomer generation in the United States. That's true. Legend has it that Owen Benjamin is a height supremacist, standing at over Rogan's tall. Now, that's a Wikipedia you can get behind. But no, the Jew wants to make me into a monster because I'm hilarious and I won't kneel, okay? One thing that they said was, you know, the thing that they're trying to use to put someone like me in jail, go ahead. Let me make some friends with some Muzzies and some Aryans. Go ahead. Actually, don't do that. Amy would be very sad, but we've talked about it. It wouldn't, you know, she'd be okay, but it'd be a bummer. So they said he hasn't called for violence against Jews, but he said at some point he would. Do you know what that's in reference to? When they were trying to fire my mom from her job because I was her son, I said if they kept fucking with my mom at some point, violence may be necessary, which is true. I didn't even know there were Jews doing it. You see, that's how the liar always reveals himself. Is that was under my anti-Semitism category when I was like, oh, it really was Jews trying to fire my mom. And they'd be like, oh, I mean, and it's like, I didn't even know you guys were Jews. I was saying that if this continued against my mom at some point, I would find it necessary to physically hurt people. If anyone came at my mom, I would physically violate them. That's true. I didn't know they were Jews doing it. And so these ADL idiots are like, they. It's like saying, hey man, don't be cheap. And someone's like, don't be anti-Semitic. And it's like, I didn't even know, what? You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey man, you shouldn't rape that girl. And it's like, don't be racist. It's like, I wasn't even, what? I was saying that if somebody messes with my mom, at some point it will enter the realm of violence, which it will and it should. And look at what's happened in the last day. This is a major, major, major news story, and I'll show you why it will not work for these people. Okay. Paul Joseph Watson. This is true, by the way. Facebook has issued a new policy update saying it's acceptable to post death threats and incite violence against me despite this being a crime in the United Kingdom. No, I'm not joking. They jumped the shark. Facebook issues new policy saying it's acceptable. I checked out all the policies. I'll just sum it up for you. That's true. If the media has deemed you what I currently am, you're allowed to make death threats against someone. Like right now, someone like me, you're allowed to say, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm in your garden. I'm going to come. That's now completely fine. Yeah, they showed their hand. Exactly. Guys, this isn't an act of strength. Like when Ben Shapiro says stuff like this, this is showing people their hand. You know, Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz penned an open letter saying against genocide. And Ben Shapiro's like, sand, that Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz are anti-Semites, but not unexpected given Spain's sky-high Jew hatred. He just associated Jews with genocide. So being against genocide now means you're against Jews. So now, by the way, I've been getting violent death threats with a lot of imagery against me, my family, everybody for a long time now. Nothing has changed in my life. So that Facebook policy change does nothing to help them. Nothing. All it does is show people, like, if the media deems you as bad, they can now say they want to kill you. Guys, as someone who has had a lot of people say they want to kill them and that they're coming to get me and blah, blah, blah. Hang on. Epstein found dead, hung by sheet and cell while jerking off. Nicker Nation. Yeah. Nick Fuentes broke that. Obviously, all the people that were part of it talked about it. Fuentes is great. I do want to have a stream with him, though. I want to clear up what he was saying when he said, someone said on there that, oh, you should talk to Owen Benjamin. You guys agree on everything. And he was like, wow, we don't agree on everything. I'm like, that's always when my Sherlock Holmes kicks in. I'm like, what exactly don't we agree with on there, Nick? The guy that says N-word instead of nigger to keep his super chats coming in, but yet he'll call breasts milkers. I think Nick's doing great work, but I'm just always, always dying to know when someone says we don't agree on everything. It's the very basic, like, distance yourself from someone for no reason. You're being thrilled, my dude. I know. Welcome to my Tuesday. Stay Tuesday. They're at it again. The Junicorns. You haven't been getting death threats. People just have been sending you drawings of dicks. Don't lie. It's been both, obviously. I haven't gotten, want to be honest? I haven't gotten like horrific death threats in a while. It's been a little while. It used to be all the time. The worst I ever got was when I went against the Hollywood left. Like when I went out after trans kids, probably 2 years ago, about the whole like trans kids being abused and stuff. That was by far the most graphic death threats I ever got. Nickers is Catholic. Yeah, but I do not denounce the Catholics. In fact, I've thought about raising my family Catholic. And if he has a problem with me wondering why the fuck the Pope has red shoes, then I definitely won't become Catholic. Okay, to threaten lives of people. Listen, don't. I'm not showing you this so that you can go, well, it's okay to threaten the lives of this, but it's not okay to. That's the binary hell they want you to get in. Do not think that way. Guys, a bear yesterday sent me night vision goggles and a scope for a. You want to make a death threat. You want, if you think that you can, it's like there's people like the George Soroses and these guys, and then the Rothschilds and the Jews above him and the Jews above him that want war. They want violence in the streets. But like, this is a great drawing. Look at this. But that's because they just want collapse. They're betting against the dollar. But the people that are involved in this would be fucking annihilated. Can you imagine like some Antifa characters coming to Ursa Manor? I have certain guns just for certain scopes. Every one of my neighbors loves me, and they also have guns with scopes. They'd come with like a bottle of piss. And the thing is we probably wouldn't even have to shoot them. That would be the best. I don't want to fucking kill people. It's like, dude, just killing a pig, that ghost run, it sucks. Was your wife raised Catholic? Yes. It's like, dude, killing people would suck. It would fucking, don't think it's something it isn't. Like, they'll scream for their mom, they piss and shit their pants. It's like, even if it's someone trying to hurt you, you know that they had a mom, they were once a baby. You know, they're LARPers. Oh, I'm very aware of that. It's all LARPing. So don't let it in. Don't, when they say it's okay to threaten you, don't create it in your mind. It's not real. It's like, this is them showing the desperation of their hand. This is like a drunk girl that she knows her boyfriend's about to break up with her. So she fucks a homeless guy to make him jealous. And the guy's like, ugh. It's so dumb. It's like, now it's okay to go after Alex Jones. You know, you can make death threats about him, but not other people. Because it's putting the power on the media to decide who is good and bad. Guys, this isn't working. It's literally making people not trust the media. Listen, I've been kind of wrong about certain things in which I've apologized for or just said I was wrong about something, no big deal. My batting percentage is really high. Watch streams from 2 years ago. To the point of like, oddly high. So when I'm telling you this, like, take it to heart. This isn't a threat. The threat is in your own heart. It's like, can you withstand envy, pride, sloth, vanity? The seven deadly sins, guys. The seven deadly sins is what your threat is. And so, Pope Francis is freaking scary. I'm Catholic and want him sent to deserted island forever. Right. That's why I don't. A Catholic that is, you know, the priests in Oswego, granted, it could have been because of Jewish influence. We're the only town to bring in Jews during World War II. But the pedophile problem in our churches was horrible. And I know E. Michael Jones is right when he talks about how the pedophile problem in the Catholic Church has been exaggerated. It's actually higher amongst public school teachers. That being said, mine was. Don't spread despair. Things are getting better. Things are getting better when you choose them to get better. There's this great she's dead now because she was like 95, but there's these heartwarming videos on YouTube of this old woman talking about how they used to cook meals in the Great Depression. And she's adorable. And she lights up when she talks about, you know, how to make a full meal out of like one cabbage. It's on YouTube somewhere. My wife's obsessed with it. You have to understand the Great Depression, you know, this big, scary boogeyman. There were people that was the best time of their lives because their family really needed each other. And they buckled down. You know, like my grandparents had to hunt for food. And it's like they had more of a cohesive family unit than most of these people that are just, she's adorable. Yeah, watch this old woman. And you know, God bless her. You know, she's dead. She's moved on to a better place. But it's so heartwarming. Just to watch, and she has that like edge to her, like someone who's been through some shit, but she glows when she talks about what kind of food she had to make and stuff. It's beautiful, exactly. And so when you have to understand, it's almost like a drug dealer threatening to take heroin away from you. For a little while, it will hurt, but it's like, it's these people are threatening to take something gross out of your life. Do you think Clinton will kill Epstein? No. I think that the Clintons are already set to be. It's really hard for me to make these predictions because when you're dealing with an Epstein, that's a level of deception and power and manipulation and that I can't quite get a read on. You know, my successful predictions have been with the day in, day out, what is right, what is wrong, morality. And basic human deception. The level of Epstein is Vox Day was talking about. You don't know if he was working for the Brits, Mossad, a corporation. You have no idea who he served and why. And you don't know if the Clintons are setting him up, if the Clintons are set up to be the controlled burn. You know, this controlled burn is going to be very, very high level. You don't know. Epstein is Mossad. You don't know that, Robert. You know, he was working with the daughter of a Mossad agent. But on that level, you can't, you know, I used to think I was this real badass because I had identified that 9/11 might have been okayed by Bush and Cheney. And I was so like proud of myself for figuring out the great deception. And then you get in the dancing Israelis, and then you get in, you know, the Tesla earthquake machines and the stuff that can vaporize, you know, and then the occult, all the occult symbolism and the nines. And you're like, I don't fucking know. At that level, you don't know. And the arrogance of saying like, oh, he's Mossad. It's like, we get it. A lot of people can't identify Jews because they're scared of anti-Semitism laws. You don't know. You don't know who he is. He could have been Jesuit. Epstein is a Jesuit puppet. Works for Mossad. I do know this, as Doug. I don't know who Doug is. And if you wouldn't respect a guy who believed a random stranger named Doug on a chat, right? You could be Mossad. He could be Mossad. But all that confusion doesn't matter. It's about what you do in your life, like how you feel, how you think, how you pray, how you act, how you speak. You speak what you believe to be true. Let your yes mean yes, let your no means no. And then you develop, you have a great time with life. You know, this was called anti-Semitic. This was taken out of a newspaper because, you know, a Jew like Shaquiro willed it to be. You know, I believe, okay, you want to talk conspiracy shit? For those of you just listening, by the way, it's the American military is puppeted by Soros, which is puppeted by Rothschild. And then Rothschild is puppeted and puppeted. It's fractal. So I think that Ben Shapiro might be an agent working against the interests of Jews. I'm serious. Who has caused more anti-Semitism than Ben Shapiro? It's almost, I don't think that he even knows it. But look at this. Okay. And the only way I can accurately see this is because I don't hate Jews. I just had a religious Jew and his awesome girlfriend at my house, and we had a great time. This is insane that Ben Shapiro, the spokesman of the Jew, would associate that you're anti-Semitic if you're against genocide. That reads exactly, okay, Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem denounce Israeli genocide in open letter. Ben Shapiro reacts by calling them anti-Semitic. That is more anti-Jew than, guys, I'm not exaggerating when I say this, than neo-Nazis. Because it's a Jew acting like genocide is a Jewish quality. That's mind-blowing. I totally get what you're saying about Shapiro. I can totally see you being right about it too. Thank you, Last Boy Scout. Because a lot of Jews are simply trying to find the truth, and the fact they haven't accepted the truth of Jesus Christ limits their ability to. And then from there, you have a million different types of Jew, where some are pretty sure he was the Messiah, some hate him for it, some are like completely atheist materialists, you know, Sam Harris types. And it's fractal beyond belief to the point where you have to just identify an honest man and a non-honest man. And that's why the hatred of Jews is actually a weakness, because it can make you think that your Christian allies are all true when they're not. Steven Crowder is doing more harm to the American Christian nationalist than anyone I know, because he's making all these young Caucasian American Christians think that being a man is going to a beach with your dog and having your barren, not barren, she can have kids, by the way, he doesn't want them, your childless wife take pictures of you and your old dog frolicking, and then he goes to work and dresses up like a woman for money. Like, that isn't Christianity. That's not nationalism. Christians have no allies. It's about truth. I know Jews and Muslims that are more honest than many Christians. And I know Christianity is the truth and the way. And so it's a very, very important skill to understand, especially when dealing with stuff like the Scofield Bible and all this shit. There's seekers. There's people on the path. There's people that will, you know, Tower Goldstein got attacked just like me. Where is it? Look, he got slandered just like I would for having an honest conversation. But in reality, it just makes him look awesome. I even told him, I'm like, you got a ton of support from us, man. Man, Owen loses me with all this Jesus talk. Well, that's no problem, Mike. Now you're not allowed to comment anymore. I'm trying to do you a big favor. I don't want you to be lost. You know? Sayonara. About 50% of the Jews claim to be Christians when they aren't. Kind of sneaky. I think it's the opposite, bro. I think 50% of Christians claim to... they live like Jews because they want money. What's his name? Steven Crowder is not Christian. He's a materialist. He sold out his own people for money. Goldstein is not doing that. And I'm so honored and blessed that he could come on here and talk to you guys. And he could still be my friend publicly. Guys, I'm blackballed. And he's above it. He's above that. He's just a kid. He's in his 20s. And I do honor the Holocaust. I do remember the Holocaust. Look, there's a pile of rollerblades in Washington, D.C. right now. And I go to it at least once a year. And I bow my head and I think about the 9 gay guys who died in that rollerblading accident. Allegedly. And I wonder if it was really 1 billion or was it really 9? Taxation. You like it? Pretty funny, huh? God bless Tower Goldstein. Exactly. He will have a good life. I like Goldstein. You guys looked like awesome bros. That's the life before all this stuff started happening. Because, you know, America as an empire, as a corporation, is having a hard time. And their lies are reverberating. Ever since World War II, we've had a really hard time. It's been a downhill descent economically, culturally, spiritually, all of it. And so the warped reality that a lot of young people are growing up in, I didn't have as much. You know, growing up, I didn't instinctively not trust Jews. I just thought they were weird, weird kind of obsessive little guys. We're to the point where if you meet a Jewish person, you probably should like question their motives, because our government is run by Israel. That's a fact. But I wanted people to see what it's like just to bro out with an honest Jewish person. And it's like, why are gay guys always on rollerblades? I think it's the way their ass looks when they do it. I think it may, false converts and or Christians in name only. Yeah. Let's open some mail too. Jesus is the truth. Look into it, doubters. Right, but you have to live it for people to see it. You know, you can't just say Jesus is the truth. It's like, stop. I like what I'm not saying what you just did is wrong, but you can't verbally force it upon people. You just have to live it. It's almost like you have to let things dramatize. You have to let things play out. You have to show people. That's why I don't delete anything unless it's just factually really incorrect. I don't want to pass on false knowledge. I never delete anything out of like shame or pressure or social reasons. Let your mistakes be shown. Let your whole life be seen, you know, lead by example. Right. And it's like, trust that people will find it. You know, at no point did I tell Goldstein, like, you should be a Christian. You know, it's like, that would kind of defeat the whole thing. It's like, why would I try to force that on somebody? The reason I love Christianity so much, one of many, is it, you know, the reason I'm kind of digging Islam right now is because of their masculinity. And Jews are very feminine. Like, Islam as a religion is masculine. Judaism as a religion is feminine. It subverts. It's the upside down. It's passive aggressive. It's safe space, needy. It's like, you know, it's like, did you cheat on me? It's like, you were always at work. You know, it's very feminine. Yes is no, no is yes. Islam is so, it's chaos versus order. You know, Islam is just brutal order and it's forced upon you. In a lot of ways. Christianity is just what I believe is just true. You're just like, because you don't want to live in a world of just the man. And I may be misinterpreting Islam, by the way, because I don't know that much about Islam. I just know how they're capable of standing up to social shame. Women and Jews can't, and homosexuals can't stand up to social shame. If someone's like, you're a bigot, racist, homophobe, they're like, oh, what do you want me to do? I don't want to be kicked out of the group because then I'll starve in the wilderness. It's very feminine. The masculine is like, you will not make me kneel. You know, I only kneel to God. And so, you know, in these times, I have a real soft spot for Islam because we have such a masculinity deficiency. But, you know, Christianity allows all of it. It's just kind of like beautiful. It just is about the truth. You're wrong about Islam. Overbear, I'd love for you to explain. Because I don't know that much about Islam. I just see the results. I just see that they can, they unapologetically don't let women in politics and stuff. You know? Are you Jew because of mother Christianity is sacrificing? Muhammad was arguably the biggest deceiver of all time, even more than the Jews, says Jordan James. You may be so wrong, it's mind-blowing. I don't see that. Jim Jeffries has to hang. I do not endorse that. Do you believe Spielberg sodomized Heather O'Rourke to death? Yes, or at least he knew about the people who did it. Yes, that's what I believe. Islam denies God had a son. Right, that's dogma. That's why I'm not Muslim, guys. I don't believe that. But do they believe it? The argument isn't, are they wrong? It's, are they lying? The Jews lie a lot. Part of their religion is literally lying. No, oh, and the Islamic are going to change our cloter. Okay? Jeff read about Islam, very masculine. Well, the results are very masculine. Very, very masculine. Saudi Arabia was a Jewish kingdom. All right. Red herring. Judaism and Islam appear to be almost like two sides of the same coin, the feminine and the masculine. And they just keep kind of going back and forth, and a lot of people keep dying. Islam is committing genocide of Christians in Africa and Asia. Is Islam or are people? Because right now, Bolton claims to be a Christian, and he's trying to commit it. Don't be retarded. Is Islam committing genocide or the human beings doing it? That's why you have to get to the rules, the terms and conditions. What are you signing up for? I know so many fucking Steven Crowder wants genocide in Iran. He would love an unmitigated bombing, an unjustified rape of the people of Iran. Okay? That is a Christian that a lot of people say is a Christian committing genocide. So you would say, so Christian Americans have committed genocide in Iraq. Christianity committed genocide in Iraq. No, the fuck it didn't. It didn't. Christianity does not condone that. You're not allowed to do that in Christianity. You can't go burn the skin off a baby's face in Yemen because some small hat, clip dick gave you money. No. So I need to know a lot more about Islam if I'm going to say Islam committed genocide or Arabs or fucked up people or just, you know, that's all I'm saying. And what I'm saying, oh, and Muslims don't defend themselves. They blow their critics up. Well, did you learn that from the media? It's unreal. Talk to soldiers. Do you guys not know American soldiers? It's crazy how many people I don't think know soldiers. And some are like, well, I was a soldier. And then you find out they worked in an office in like Albuquerque. How many of you know people that served in the military that were in Iraq, in Afghanistan, that were shooting people for a living? I know many. They wrestle more than you want to admit with what the fuck went down there. And the Quran, the Taqiyya, gives Muslims the ability to lie. I'm not saying hate them. Okay, go down that rabbit hole. Figure out what that is. People have been mailing me Qurans. I'm going to dive into it. I'm going to dive right into it. All right. The stupid gammas just show up to... Oh, I know they do. Islam is a man-made religion, just like every other false religion. It's clearly not all false, or else it wouldn't exist. There's something true about Buddhism, and I hate Buddhists. I think they're a bunch of filthy, dirty, little fat scumbags. How can you be a fat, bossy Buddhist? How can the... Want to know the terms and conditions about Buddhism that you know it's fucking retarded? Their main Buddha is fat. How can you be a fat guy that doesn't desire anything? He's clearly eating. He's eating too much. The Buddha is fat. He's a fat fuck. That's like Jabba the Hutt being like, I don't desire anything. It's just, but yet there's still some truth in Buddhism. People don't get on their knees and pray to things that don't have truth to them. Satanism is the worship of self. Satanic people don't pray to anything, just themselves, just their fucking, their own honey jar. They think they are God. That's the whole point. They're like, I want soda pop now. I want. That's Satanism. Satanism doesn't get on their fucking knees. Satanists don't get down and pray. They don't withhold. They don't withstand. They don't, you know, deny their bodies, anything. They're gluttons. Wrong Buddha, Owen. Oh, what's the right Buddha? Yeah, wrong Jew. You don't know what a Jew is either. You don't know what a Buddha really looks like. Just all the statues of the Buddhas are all little fat fuckers. Oh, and every Jew, that's the wrong Jew. Oh, no, that doesn't represent Jew. That's not a Catholic Pope. The other one isn't a Catholic Pope either. Buddha is carb challenge. Oh, he's just... You are a funny dude. Your humor cuts through defense mechanisms. Amen. Thank you. The fat style Buddha is a Chinese art style. Okay, so the Buddhist temples where the Buddhas go, where the Buddha is fat. That's not a real Buddha. Then the Buddhists need to fix their fucking statues. Why would the Buddhists let the Chinese put it some fat fuck that doesn't look like the Buddha? Yeah, I got some mail. Thank you. I've been opening a lot of mail, the packages on my own, and thank you all so much. Night vision goggles, night vision scope, a lot of parables, a lot of Christian children's books, seeds, coffee. Guys, it's been an honor serving you people. And I do, in a way, serve you people. And it's an honor. It truly is an honor. I serve God, but there's an element of, like, I really care about you fuckers. Buddha was a redhead. A fat fucking redhead. Oh, you should do a call-in Sunday live show. A person gets 2 minutes to rant. No, because then what'll happen is it'll become a terms and conditions. It'll be someone calling in saying, like, saying things that would get this shut down. And listen, I'll never shy away from truth. But I won't open up myself to let other people come in and just say things that would make the channel shut down. Because that's what guys, I have legitimate enemies. Legitimate. Like major, major institutions that want this channel shut down. So it would just be so obvious how you would do it. You just call in and be like, I'm not even going to say some of the sentences, but it would be like, boom. Look into Buddha like you're going to look into Islam. I just don't like Buddhists at all. They're a bunch of little bitches. They usually have a trust fund. They like to play with their little penis. You literally saved my life, Big Bear. Oh, thank you, Bitcoin Bear. There have been multiple versions of the Buddha, including thin ones. If there's any fat Buddhists, none of it makes sense. Why would any Buddhist be fat? They're not supposed to stuff themselves like Amy Schumer. Dear Owen, it's Buffalo Bear again. It's a weird path how I found out about you. It started with Joe Rogan moon debates, which led me to looking into the moon launch. Then through that, I heard about Flat Earth with listening to Flat Earthers. They started to mention you. I'm very grateful I found your streams. I also stopped drinking, and it's great that you show life can still be great without alcohol. Oh, it's a blast. 4th of July was a tough day, but other than that, it's been great. I don't have much, but I hope this helps. Oh, dude, it's fine. I can't yet afford to get on unauthorized, but when I do, I will. Keep up the great work. Anytime. That's why the videos are still free there. By the way, Doug Flutie is the man. A great slave song, Soldiers of the Cross. Love it, buddy. Doug Flutie is the man. He's one of the, he's a short guy that I respect. Hating Buddhism is insanely funny. If you don't see how funny it is, I just don't know what to tell you. It's reframing. It reframes everything. No one hates Buddhists. And then you have to think, why not? So it's either, you either hate the Jew, the Christian, or the Muslim. Those are, you're like, these are your three options. Like, well, no, I hate those fat little fucking gooks. Oh, here's a drawing of me. That's cool. I look so strung out. I love it. Alcohol is the devil's piss. Yeah, I mean, there's death in alcohol. That's kind of what... I'm not judging alcohol, though. You can drink alcohol and be a good guy. Yo, Owen Benjamin Smith. Yo, what up, Owen? My name's Dom. I'm 19 from Western Mass. Just wanted to let you know how much I love your streams, man. I stepped up this drawing while listening to one of your live streams. Hope you find it cool. It was the photo you used from that Times of Israel post, which I find to be fucking hilarious, especially them mentioning Ben Shapiro in Jurassic Park. I know, that's the beauty of it, is to show my fake anti-Semitism, they have to show how funny I am. But y'all need the, all the values you have is something I aspire having with my own family one day. And funny enough, I found your channel right after dropping out of college last winter and was all already a Christian, 6'2", Caucasian, nice, conspiracy theorist. Okay, can I be verified as Pilgrim Bear? Welcome, Pilgrim Bear. You're the man. Thank you for the drawing. I have 29%. A fat Buddhist. Oh, and I've been saying this for years. I have stand-up on this thing just talking about how I feel about the Dalai Lama and his spectacles. If you don't desire anything, why are you wearing corrective eyeglasses? Oh, the world's too blurry for you and your special boy eyes. Welcome, Bikeless Polar Bear. I recently rediscovered you after following your page on Instagram for a number of years. Your podcast is unique as it's able to delve into the darkest regions of this existence, yet your delivery inoculates the listeners from Black Pill Syndrome. That's a good way to put it, BPS. My favorite parts are your passionate expressions of love for our Lord Jesus Christ and your journey as a homesteader. The cross you bear is a heavy one, but the pressures of this world so intent on crushing you has only created a diamond in your heart. I pray for you and your family. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And don't be scared of pressure. It makes either dust or diamonds. Go with the diamonds. The Jews have put a high value on diamonds for a reason. Oh, by the way, I'm going to take this stream down starting tomorrow morning. It's only available at unauthorized.tv. It's not a paywall. You can still view it for free. But if you want to support that which doesn't hate you, sign up. But it isn't mandatory to sign up. We don't want to just be another gatekeeper. We want to give an alternative to the people who hate you. Oh, thank you. A couple 20s from Canada. Whoa. I won't even be able to spend it, but I'll nail it to my wall. I really do. Like, whenever someone sends me any super chats from another country, I just put them in an ammo box. Not enough to justify a B&E, guys. I don't have a lot. But I just think they're funny, magical-like things. They're like, wow, there's two towers on this one? That's a weird monument. Commemorate. That's weird. Oh, who's that old bitch on there? Oh, it's the queen. I hear she killed a bunch of kids in Canada. Greetings from Montreal. BB, I'm 6'4". Please read. Well, I'll definitely do first paragraph, and I'll check and see if you want to be verified. Greetings from... Because I have 27%. Greetings from Montreal, a city that, within the last 20 years or so, has transformed from being a fun, relaxed, open place to a lefty nightmare that now rivals my hometown of Toronto for being the most SJW, sad, jaded waste city in Canada, and perhaps the world. Being an independent musician, I am especially familiar with the lifeless, loveless drones that call themselves progressives. Perhaps my perception of this sudden drastic change in the culture is exaggerated due to my own radical shifts in worldview in recent years, thanks in part to me discovering exceptionally intelligent and honest people like you and Vox Day. Shame on the both of you for your toxic intelligence. Sorry about the sarcasm. Let your yes be yes, you let your no me know. You sound incredible, by the way. I'll read the rest, but I'm going to read the last paragraph. The indie music scene in Canada is full-blown leftist lunacy. A fellow musician friend informed me that there is a Canadian indie music festival that makes it clear in the application that no all-male bands are allowed to participate. Exceptions may be made for gays or trans males, of course. You should just call yourselves the trannies. And you're like, yeah, we're all girls. And just make a joke out of it. And be like, nigger, 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 nigger. Just have fun with it. Do not... Man, I really think this only comes from being religious or Christian or something. They're not your authority. They're not your authority, bro. Like, figure out a funny way around it. Oh, and I encourage all of you to just constantly edit my Wikipedia page. Make it hysterical. And you can legally say, and by legally, I just mean within logos. You can say anything you want if you start with, it has been said that, or some wonder if anything, because it's not a lie. You can say, it has been said that Owen Benjamin is as old as the sun itself. Watch this. Owen Benjamin is as old as the sun itself. It's not a lie. It has been said that. About a year ago, a music festival in Canada, an award-winning female non-white indie musician told all the white people in the audience to the back of the room. A staff member at the festival refused to do so, and her and the festival got attacked by the media for it. Let me guess. Your media is all Jews. There are many more stories like this. This is our new reality. No, it isn't. Don't accept that. It's so funny how this works. He's writing, and then in all caps, this is our new reality. When you understand how capital letters work in maritime law, you don't even understand how the laws are working through your own speech pattern. This is our new reality, all in capital letters, just like your name, Owen Benjamin Smith in caps. That isn't me. That's my legal straw man. It's very interesting. Can you do meth and still be a good guy? Yes, but that's a sin. And you should get figured out that you can't be sober and do meth. They no longer ride the discrimination. They no longer hide the discrimination. They never have. I've been saying this shit for fucking years. So now I'm most likely leaving the big city and perhaps Canada altogether. No, don't leave Canada. You got to fight. There's nowhere to go. Like, where are you going to go? America? Where are you gonna go? Mexico? Where are you gonna go? Guatemala? Come on. So now I'm most likely leaving the big city and perhaps Canada altogether. I'm not sure where I will settle next. Dude, go to the country of Canada. Like, you know how much land there is in Canada? Build! Have kids, motherfucker. I'm gonna be a European nomad later this year. I'm looking forward to the next chapter, which will hopefully include a family. Good for you. Big love to you and the Bears. Johnny Alive, the Artifist. P.S. I'm looking for bear friends, especially in Canada and Europe. It can be lonely being right. I can be reached at theartifist@gmail.com. The Artifist. All right, sweet. Oh, and I also sent you an email with direct links to my music and animation. I would love to go into Delta mode for you at unauthorized.tv. Man, I may actually take you up on that because you don't sound like a gamma. Email whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. All right, sweet. Thank you. Let me keep this all together. Someone saying I want to go into Delta mode is it's a good sign. Gammas are like, I'm so obsessed with you. I want to do all your work and just do everything. And then they never do, and then they hate you for it. It's so crazy how true that is. That's why when a lot of people have offered their services to me, they're like, you don't have to pay me anything. And I'll just do it. And then they never do. And then they're like, well, why are you mad at me? Like, I'm not. I'm just asking if what you said you would do, you did. That's why I just like when people just randomly make stuff. Like Overbear and, you know, Owen Benjamin bits and Owen Benjamin clips and Owen Benjamin highlights. Like all those guys. It's great. Because I don't have to tell them to do shit. They just do it. And it always ends up benefiting them. Save Tommy. Tommy's part of a great deception right now. I offered Tommy to come to America before. He didn't take me up on it. Even after he disinvited me from England because I mocked the Jews. And now a disturbing video has come out about Tommy Robinson where he's not mocking Jews. Hi, Owen. I've rewritten this song for boys and girls all over the world. The Wizard of Woz. We're off to kill the wizard, the unwonderful Wizard of Wank. The changes boys to girls and thinks you all should really thank. His dreams are all genetic, it seems, where wrong is right and evil schemes. Because it's all a wonky wizard does. Nice. P.S. Can I be confirmed at, it's verified, yes, as Divine Sound Machine Bear. Welcome, Divine Sound Machine Bear. All right. Should I find myself a Finnish wife or a Norwegian wife? Are you Finnish or are you Norwegian? We're off to see the wizard. If the Jews made the song, they go, we're off to rape the wizard and call it social justice. Dearest Big Bear, my fiance did fall asleep almost as soon as I started telling her my book, Rumblings in Remarden by J.S. Golson. Because I study Russian, maybe I can tell you about Russian Orthodoxy. I'll read this after. Anything about like church stuff, I'll just read myself. If you like this, I'll start writing more on Russia and my book, Ramblings in Russian Bear. P.S. I was baptized naked with my future father-in-law at the same monastery Tolstoy used. I love Tolstoy. A Confession is such a good book. Read A Confession by Tolstoy. Used to walk 20 miles to every day in the same place Dostoevsky was baptized in. The water was 33 degrees, spring water, and we mocked another Russian who thought it was too cold. The monastery, oh, dude, I'm obsessed with Russian Orthodoxy. You guys fucking get it. The monastery is Optina something, weird letters. The brochure is from the cathedral inside the Kremlin, also a beautiful place, but not so special. And Russian, even today, the Russian Patriarch Pope, but only for Russian Orthodoxy, is incredibly corrupt, but still not as bad as the Catholic Pope. Yeah, I mean, he did go to Antarctica. It's so funny, like so many of my opinions, I don't think people know why I come to these conclusions. Where I'm like, I don't trust that guy. And people are like, why? Because you don't take the Eucharist and the... I'm like, he went to Antarctica. No one gets to go to Antarctica. I'm such like one of those guys who thinks everyone's a jail snitch. You know? I'm like, why did he only get 3 years and I got 20? The small hats don't want Tommy. Oh, no, they think Tommy's pathetic. I'll tell you guys this. Oh, thank you for the super chat. I appreciate that. Guys, Jews who get people to turn on their own people, they do not respect those guys. I'll say it one more time. I've said this a million times. No one fucking believes me, okay? Maybe this will help clear things up. Okay, Tommy Robinson, request emergency political asylum in the United States. This is either full-blown just theater, because I already offered that to him. Or it's like the very Jews that trick you. Like, look at Gaddafi. You know, Gaddafi was trying to go against the Jews, but still inked a fucking, you know, still signed a deal with America, still work with America, which is run by Jews. He got bayoneted in his asshole to death. Putin, crushing. You know, do not cuck. Tommy is Jewish, you fool. Okay. I mean, if he's that good at just being like a deep, deep, deep Jew, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, he's one of the best actors I've ever seen then. I know his name's like Lenin fucking Gary Machine or something, like Paul Lenin Machine, but none of that matters. You know, my dad's mother's maiden name was Karash, which is a Jew name, coming from the Jew verb to cut off. Talking about dicks. Oh, you guys look great. Faithful Bear. Love it. Dear Big Bear and family. Okay, I'm at 18%. Sorry, my handwriting is so atrocious. I need to type. So far, my donations have been through the Gamma Man, PayPal, YouTube, Patreon, etc., as well as unauthorized.tv. No one is having more fun. And I sent a small package the day before you asked us not to send packages. Sorry. Oh, it's okay. No, you can send packages. I just don't always open them on camera. But I wanted to write and share some of my family's blessings. This year, my husband and I celebrated eight. What a great day. Celebrate your blessings. How great is that? Now we see how many stand by him. I wouldn't trust him. No, of course not. Don't trust. Once someone burns you that bad and burns your people, guys, Tommy Robinson won't talk about Jews. You guys know who run England, right?
Where's my coffee?
It's fine if you don't talk about Jews. It's fine if you're a Delta. You know, you're doing your thing. You're just working. But if your whole thing is talking about the truth and you don't talk about the most glaring truth. Oh, I'm here to fight the rape gangs of Muzzies. Oh, yeah, I'm all about it. Who brought them? I'm here to fight the BBC. Yeah, who runs the BBC? Tommy exposed Islamic. Okay, let's say you own a bar and fights just keep breaking out because someone keeps bringing in Somalians from another country. They don't have ID, but yet they get past your bouncer. Where not only do they not have American ID, they're from Somalia. And you're in a place where you're like, okay, the Somalians are a problem. And everyone's like, well, who brought them? And you just have a bunch of Jews with weird hats, just like, we've been bringing the Somalians for money. And everyone's like, okay, we can't talk about that. Let's just keep focusing on Somalians. That's not a hero. That's just a fag. That by the way, my example is exactly true. It's like you own a bar and there just keeps being Somalians just jerking off in your bar. And you're like, get out of here. And someone's like, no, you can't kick out the Somalians. It's like, I own the bar. It's like, we've bought the rights to your bar. And they're all Jews. And you're like, okay, so Tommy Robinson here is just going to focus on the Somalians and not the people who refused to let you kick them out and brought them there. Yeah, he keeps attacking the symptom. You know, it's like obesity. Tommy Robinson's like, we have to just keep these fat fuckers off the airplanes. It's like, well, why are they fat? Well, they have to wear a feed bag. And a little Jew puts a feed bag on them every morning. But don't say that. You didn't come to the UK when Tommy invited you, Big Bear. Yes, because Tommy told me I could not come because I've made fun of Jews. It's a true story. The day before I was supposed to leave, for no money, facing potential jail time. And my wife was scared, but I said, baby, this is for truth. This is Tommy Robinson. Tommy, in a frantic, potentially coked up rage, leaves many messages on my machine, my phone, whatever, saying that he's like, I'm really sorry, mate, but I saw a video. It's you making fun of Jews. It's like, Dolev, that's a Jewish name, right? I mean, Dolev, at least Dolev is Jewish, right? Can Dolev come with you? Man, it wouldn't look good for me, man. It wouldn't look good. It's like, bye-bye, Tommy. I hope you live 1,000 years. This year, my husband and I celebrate 8 years of marriage. He's 6'3", Christian, hardworking, self-educated man who owns a small working farm where his father lives, and a believing and practicing Christian pastor and a community chaplain who believes in fostering marriage and raising up Christian families in our community. Sounds like a legend. Just got here. I think Tommy works for Mossad. He works for himself, and I'm sure he's funded by weird people. Most people don't know who they're working for. They just get an infusion of money. When I was in Hollywood and I kept getting like 75 grand for a retarded idea just so that I wouldn't make anything myself, I didn't know who was paying me. Want to know what I did know? Me and my buddies could fly anywhere we wanted and bring some heat. That's how it works. It doesn't, no one sits you down and says, oh, I'm a Mossad agent. No, you just get like, oh, that retarded idea that you just pitched, you just got 75 grand for it. And you're like, the boys are back in town. And then you just go crush and then you run out of the money and then you write another retarded idea. And then you just get the feeling that your retarded ideas that you keep getting 75 grand for, you can't ever make fun of Jews. We have not given up on our goal about having children ourselves. We both have verified IQs in the 140s and believe that it's people like us who need to be propagating. We have resisted falling for the BS being pumped out in our culture and the media, and we are looking forward to helping our neighbors, friends, and family and waking up to the truth. Nice. We love to laugh, and some of your best moments together as a family are spent laughing together, watching your comedy as well as other intelligent, truly logos-filled comedy in our favorite way of landing the plane at the end of the day. Beautiful. Love it. This person sounds amazing. Everyone has an agenda. Find out what that is first. Right. Jews don't tell you their agenda. Christians and Muzzies do. That's why I sign up for Social Galactic and Infogalactic, because Vox Day will tell you his agenda. He's a Christian nationalist who wants clean speech. You're not allowed to say anything you want. Him and his guys want the language, not about disagreeing, none of that stuff. Imagine a kid is looking at it. He doesn't want you, you know, trolling. That's all it is. You can have discourse. You can say, you know, Judaism is a beautiful religion and, you know, Zionism. You can say what you want, just clean, clean. You know, it's that there's no brazzers. That's the whole point. And he'll tell you that. That's why I really like these people a lot. They're like, this is what we are. Free speech. No, not free speech. You can't do a gang bang a child joke, Frank Gunn or whatever the fuck, James Gunn. No, we don't believe in free speech. You can't do jokes about raping kids. No, that's over now. And if you truly believe in free speech, just like global free trade, you can't tell someone to not do a joke about raping a child. Oh, and then I'm going to piss all over his face. And then I'm going to, you know, gut his mom, cut off her milkers. Would you want that speech on your platform? Didn't that just make you feel disgust? Like you're like, I'm only doing that to show you what I mean. That's allowed on Twitter and in Hollywood. You do not get banned for that at all. You can talk about, you know, raping kids. So, no, there is no free speech. It's clean speech. Clean speech sounds fucking gay. I believe in free speech. Hey, Jizzard. Well, I'm all about your pursuit. You go find your own place, but now you're banned from here. All right. I would love to tell you all of the ways that I know in my bones. Guys, free speech is a scam. When someone says, oh, this five-year-old boy's begging for my cock in his ass, and there's just a picture of, like, someone's kid, how do you delete that? If you're a free speech advocate, you can't, because that's, it's like, if you're a capitalist, free trade ANCAP, how do you stop Guatemalans from coming and working for a dollar an hour at your current job? You can't. Because it's supply and demand. Guess what? Human beings are also a commodity in the capitalist system. So labor gets plugged into the equation just like anything else. Don't let them tell you how to speak. Well, they've established they have satanic speech laws for YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff. You can show the gang rape of a young girl, a simulated, or what they say, of a gang rape of a young girl from like Brazers and Reality Kings and all these porn sites. Not, they're verified on there. You can watch pornos on Twitter. But someone like me who questions David Hogg's narrative is banned for life. So there is no free speech. And I don't want to be a part of anything that lets people graphically describe raping a child. You know? That isn't something I want to be a part of. I want to be able to say, you can't say that here. Someone's like, but I have my rights. No, no. You can't graphically describe the rape of a child here. because we want kids to be able to engage in this and learn. So get the fuck out of here. All right, well, I'm a boomer, goddammit. We believe in free speech. There is no free speech. You want to talk about raping a kid? And yeah, I'm using an extreme example because I want you to understand it. When someone says, I'm a minor attracted person, I can't help the way I think. But when a five-year-old rubs up next to my leg, and that, how do you stop it if you believe in free speech? Well, I'm a baby boomer, goddammit. You know, someone has a right. No, they don't have a right to say that. You say that in front of me, I'll fuck you up. You say that on a platform that I want to help build, you're gone. Free speech is a fucking trick. Because you don't know how parasitic and low people can get. Guns, bullet to the head. No, you shouldn't be executed for saying something like that, but you're not allowed to say it where I am. I would love to, yeah, well, thank you. As always, you, Amy, and the boys remain in my family's prayers. You're the best. Enclosed are some organic butter, nut, squash seeds that I saved myself. Thank you. Oh, and by the way, on Social Galactic, I wouldn't even use that as an example because I would never even say it. I want a place where I don't swear in front of my kids. I want a place where young people can go and learn about Western civilization, Christianity, what is true, what is beautiful, what is right. And I don't want somebody like me even, you know, when I'm showing you what speech sounds like, to have to deal with these thoughts or emotions or things. I can be very clean when there's a reason to. I'm going to show people that saying N-word instead of nigger is an act of submission. I want a social platform where no one says nigger. No one talks about being a minor attracted person. In context of a conversation, you can put it in italics and talk about like the word nigger, you know, but I don't want a place for trolls just to go indulge their fucking appetites, you know? Yeah, when there's a reason, right? When it's about respect. Right now I'm rebelling against the global homo satanic speech laws. I'll say whatever the fuck I want, right? But if someone wants to create a world where, an internet world where clean, good, honest, provocative, intelligent speech is elevated, I would love to be a part of that. Dear Owen, I hope you get my story. As I said, I wrote it as a fiction, but all of the things in the story really happened to me. People, I think, would find this hard to believe. I also think you could play me in this story. I'll check it out. This is from... Please give my story a chance. May Jesus Christ bless and protect your family. Okay, I'll review what you're talking about. Bear in mind, just understand I get an unbelievable amount of messages. I'm very blessed for that, but... Difference between can and should. Right. Right. Exactly. I'm very specific with my speech. I don't... Like, okay, when this... Like, this guy... I'll show you what's the difference between race and submission. Okay, so this guy, Florida principal, apologizes over Holocaust denial comments, gets reassigned. A Florida high school principal is being reassigned after telling a student's mother that not everyone believes in the Holocaust happened. That's a black man, right? If I said, like, that nigger got fired, that's actually being a dick. Like, I'm not calling black people niggers. I'm using the word when I need to. If I just said, listen, this nigger worked hard to become a principal and then he gets... No, I never do that because it's not fair. You know? It's like if someone steals my bike and he's black, I will call him a nigger. That guy is just a black guy. Like, you're not just a nigger if you're black, you know? It's like, just because you're a Jew, you're not a liar. This is cool. This is about the movie. Director of NASA, play the Chinaman straight. At the end, director stands up at a press conference for big announcement about moon landings. The announcement is, I am China, man. NASA, I'm going to read all this stuff. I don't want to spoil it for the people. Got to save something for the people, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read some letters from some of the packages I got. Oh, oh. I definitely got to read the one from the guys who sent me the night vision. That was wicked cool. Hello, on. My name is Ben. I'm 21 years old from Missouri. My brother Silas also watches, and he is about to turn 23. So happy birthday to Silas, our good friend. Our good friend from our homeschooling days, Drake, is also a viewer and is your neighbor in Washington. So give him a shout out. What up, Drake? What up, Drake? Yo, Drake. There's so much I could write. So much write to you about, but let's just say what is important. I wanted to use this letter to fulfill the Great Commission and share the gospel with all the bears. The gospel is the good news that God, I love that. No, I love that that's what it is. And not enough people know the gospel is good news. That God sent his son to earth to be born a man and live a sinless life so that he could be made a perfect sacrifice for us. God placed the sin of every man on Jesus so that we could be saved from our sin and an eternity in hell. All we have to do is accept the free gift of salvation by repenting our sin and placing our full trust in him to save us. John 3:16 is the perfect one-verse summary of the plan of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Mwah. Happy birthday, Silas! What is in the box? I heard you had a problem with some Mexican coyotes and some dead Garys. It would make such a good shirt. So here's an... Oh, one more thing that they said about me in Wikipedia. They said... They're trying to slander me, and they go, He's also said that the smaller the hat, the bigger the crime. Do they not know that would make a great t-shirt? All right, so here's a night vision optic you can use to keep an eye on your farm. You can mount it on your rifle behind the included red dot with the brightness set down low in case you didn't have one that will co-witness, or you can just use it by itself so you can see what's going on. It also takes pictures and records video. Don't use it unless it is dark, or else you could ruin it by exposing it to too much light. Fuck, I've already done that a little, but it works great. I would also recommend using lithium batteries instead of alkaline so they do not get corroded over time. Wait a minute, so if I used it in the day, it ruins it? It still worked fine. You want to hear how fucking good those are, by the way? So I was trying to, like, look around at night to see stuff, and I could see, like, some stuff, but it wasn't very impressive. And I was like, oh, it's still the thought that counts. I realized that the cap was on it. I take the cap off, and I can see everything. Like, even with the cap on it, I could still see shit. It was mind-blowing. Even with the cap on, the night vision goggles, I could see shit. I really need to know, though. I didn't fuck it up, did I? The smaller the hat, the bigger the crime. At least they are hilarious in the smearing. Well, they don't know it's funny. Did I ruin my night vision goggles? I'm sure thousands of people here have, like, tons of them. Cap on. Yeah. Welsh history. Yeah. Is that classic cap? Did I ruin the night vision goggles, guys? Because I'm obsessed with them now. Learn the five. He said over time. Okay. Leaving the cap on, classic boomer move. Fuck you, Robert. All right. Big Bear, I found your work via BitChute. Oh, this guy gave me a really nice thing, too. Listening to the catalog of videos you've got on YouTube and unauthorized.tv is insightful and interesting, and your presentation of Christianity was compelling enough for me to start reading the Bible and send a vintage ingot metal super chat. Yeah, I really appreciate that. We've also been building a farm. Here's our property for the last few years. We have 4 ducks, a big garden, and I'm building a greenhouse this season, and a barn the next. I think a lot of people are realizing all at the same time that we let American culture and Western culture burn down over the past several decades, and it's way past time to rebuild. Yes! It's about rebuilding. We traded it all away for trinkets and fake money. Your lollipops and fancy pants line is right on the target. I think the alt media or counterculture or whatever you want to call grew up out of that destruction. Unfortunately, so much of it is laced with bullshit, despair, and fear. It's not a time for despair. It's actually a really exciting and interesting time. Exactly, dude. Read the manual? I did read the manual. Most of it wasn't in English. When I was in college in the early 90s, people were calling it the end of history. It's more like a new beginning. The work you're doing is important. Keep it up. Kevin in Ohio. Thank you, Kevin in Ohio Bear. All right, I'm at 3%, so I'm going to say goodbyes. I still have more stuff that I got to read. Owen, thank you for doing what you do. You're inspiring me to live a similar lifestyle. I've sent you this children's book that made me think of you and your boy. I'm sick of nonsense children's books, but this one is one of the best. The author gets it. Godspeed. Baramedic, firefighter, paramedic by trade. Beautiful. All right. We're 2%. Unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to send a super chat, Classic Boomer was hilarious. It was very funny. Silas said it was okay. Okay, sweet. Stay fruitful. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. It's great to be live during the fall of the globe. Peace be of Christ. And Yeah, peace of Christ be... I don't know how to phrase that without sounding weird. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, peace be upon him. Muhammad, peace be upon him as well. At some point, a boomer's going to kill themselves because I say that. It's going to happen. There's a higher probability that that Muhammad, peace be upon him, has been to the moon than NASA. It's something you got to face. Stream is going down anytime. Have a great day. But tomorrow morning, I'll leave this up for a bit. It's at 1%. Get a longer Ethernet cable, says Nameless Bear. It's not the Ethernet cable. Oh, you're just trying to fuck with me? All right. Bye, everybody. Great hang. And remember, we're already in a world war. It's World War Words. WWW, which in Hebrew translates to 666. Urgh. All right. Have a great day.